Hello everybody, my name is Juan Carlos Ruiz Rodriguez. I'm a specialist in intensive care medicine and I work at the intensive care department of the Vall d'Hebron University Hospital in Barcelona, Spain. The aim of this review is to show a model for the application of precision medicine in sepsis based on tools already available in routine clinical practice. As you know, sepsis has a treatment that is very well structured and protocolized, and that has been reviewed on several occasions, the last one very recently, in October 2021. We know that the application of the Surviving Sepsis Campaign recommendations is associated with a reduction in mortality, but despite the application of these recommendations, mortality from sepsis remains unacceptably high. Therefore, all patients with sepsis should receive the pillars of sepsis treatment, infection control, initial resuscitation, and multi-organ support. But it's possible that certain subpopulations of patients may also benefit from other therapies, risk-weight therapies. Sepsis is defined as acute organic dysfunction secondary to a dysregulated host response to infection. And this dysregulated response is initiated by the interaction between bacterial endotoxin and other bacterial structures that, when recognized by specific cell receptors, will produce a cascade of events mediated by cytokines and other inflammatory mediators that will lead to multi-organ dysfunction. But really? All septic patients are the same? The answer is not. In sepsis, there is significant heterogeneity that we already suspect due to a difference in age, responsible microorganisms, focus of sepsis, and patient comorbidities. But at the pathophysiological level, there are also two different states in the inflammatory response, the pro-inflammatory and anti-inflammatory response, and this can vary from one individual to another or even in the same patient depending on the evolutionary period in which they are. On the other hand, new technologies have recently emerged that are capable of detecting different evolutionary patterns in sepsis or different patterns of response to several therapies. They are omniplatforms and new computer techniques. This review presents the contribution of these technologies to the identification of patients with sepsis. These technologies are capable of selecting various endotypes or phenotypes of patients with sepsis that are indistinguishable from a clinical point of view at the bedside and that provide the basis for adapting therapeutics to the different endotypes or phenotypes of patients. Therefore, not all patients with sepsis are the same, and there is significant heterogeneity. There are patients that we can classify as low risk, who could be treated conventionally. But there are also patients with high evolutionary risk who require other types of therapies, depending on their characteristics. This gives rise to the so-called precision medicine, to try to personalize the management of septic patients and try to identify different endotypes or subgroups of patients, based on biological difference that will make them more homogeneous in terms of evolution and response to specific therapies. Omic studies are not yet available in our usual clinical practice, but currently we already have various tools to select patients who can benefit from certain therapies. Among them, four stand out biomarkers like procalcitonin, cytokines, anti-endotoxin activity, and immunoglobulins. Procalcitonin allows us to identify inflamed patients who may benefit if they present refractory septic shock for treatment with vitamin C, thiamine, and hydrocortisone. Currently, we have the possibility of making a rapid determination of interleukin-6. It allows us to identify patients with septic shock and severe multi-organ dysfunction, who present with high or extreme hypercytokinemia, and who can respond to blood depletion by cytokine hemosorption. We also have the possibility of performing endotoxin activity and identifying patients with septic shock and multi-organ dysfunction and with high endotoxinemia, in whom hemosorption with polymyxin can reduce mortality and comorbidity. The immunoglobulin profile can identify patients with primary or sepsis-induced hypogammaglobulinemia who may benefit from the immunoglobulin treatment. In summary, sepsis is a very heterogeneous disease, but there are subgroups of patients that share pathophysiological characteristics. We currently have tools incorporated in the clinic that allow us to identify these subgroups of patients that can benefit from specific therapies. Thank you very much for your attention.